Asian Bays, Siv Dalit. Kol Shikotas, Afapi, Shayasa, and Yehuda Malacha B'Shabbos, Mutili So Lilbosh Akli B'Shabbos Atzmo. Once you set up a price, so we say the guy who is working for his own profit, even if he finished it on Shabbos, the Jews allowed to wear it on that Shabbos, the Kol Shikotas Adai to the Navshe Ka'ovit. Since they made this price, we say nobody told him to do it on Shabbos. He happened to decide to do it on Shabbos. That is not considered Melechus Shabbos for the Jew. Ramos says, though, says there are opinions that say that the Jew should not wear it on the Shabbos that it was finished, if he knows that it was finished on the Shabbos. And according to this opinion, you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to make that garment. And he says the minhag Ashkenaz is to be machmeh, that if you know this garment or item that was made for you was made on Shabbos, then lachatchila you should not use it till enough of the time is left after Shabbos to make it. Unless he has some special need for on Shabbos, then he can be makel. If there's room to say that he didn't finish on Shabbos, then it's permitted under all circumstances. The davka im shogoloi and Yehuda levesa. That which we're permitting somebody to use this garment that was finished on Shabbos is if the guy sent it to the Jew, so he's allowed to receive it. And if it's not clear that the guy finished on Shabbos, the Jew's allowed to even wear it on Shabbos. And even if it is clear that he finished on Shabbos, there's a need to wear davka on Shabbos. You can wear it on Shabbos. Continues the Ramo, but also likach kelim ibeisa umen b'Shabbos v'yonta. If you're not allowed to go into the craftsman's store or house and take it from him, because that already looks more like he's obligated it for you. This whole churma that we mentioned of not wearing garments that were finished on Shabbos is if they were made for the Jew. Al hamekach, a guy is making shoes to sell them, not to have to Jews. Then mutal Yisrael hamakir leilech likach min v'Shabbos v'menoil. Then the Jew is even allowed to go to the store of the guy and take the shoes because they weren't made for him, they were made to sell. The only thing he's not allowed to do is set the price on Shabbos.